This is Aris B&B Update Episode 61, New Prayers and Charter Ships. Hello everyone, this is Aris B&B Update. We're here this week with...
Brad.
And...
And... Jeff. Hello.
And Jeff is formerly known as Stanley 1943, even though you're not 64 years old. Or 63 years old. So you were last on the show in that little April Fool's joke one. That was kind of, I think, a good show. I don't know. Anyways, Brad was away last week, so how was your little trip you went on?
It was boring.
Boring? Ah.
England is boring.
Yes, well, pretty good show this week, I think. Last week's show was, there were mixed reviews on it, because I wasn't happy with the way the first one turned out with sound quality and such, so that's why there was two of them, but the official version is the second one. So, just a little bit of clarification on that. So, RuneScape updates, what do we have this week? The new prayers! Brad, have you tried any of these?
I tried a few in Castle Wars, but I didn't get any noticeable effects, but I was only there for one game.
I see. They're called Sharp Eye, Hawk Eye, Eagle Eye, Mystic Lore, Mystic Will, and Mystic Might. And this is a free-to-play update. So, did you confirm that rumor of people hitting 34 with Ice Barrage?
No, I never saw a screenshot, but it was. But people have said they can hit 34 with. Could just be wishful thinking, because
yeah.
I mean, it increases by 15%. What's 15%
of 30? 15%
of 30 is
4.5.
So, rounded, if they were rounding up, it might be 35, but
well,
I doubt it.
Well, JX has been rounding down for most of their stuff, so I'd assume it would be 4.
Well, on the range max hit, they worked out 15% as 29.75, and they thought the max range hit with the prayer would be 30 if they rounded up.
Okay, so max range hit is now 30 with what?
29 or 30 with potions praying 99.
Interesting. And who said range is underpowered, eh?
Because
it's not. It's an ancient technology. It's not as, not going to be as powerful as magic spells that come out of nowhere.
But the whole idea of the combat triangle was that they are equal. Or that mage beats melee, melee beats range, range beats mage. But it's not like that.
No, it's not. What's an example? Melee can beat magic and range, right?
Yeah, so mage could beat melee and range. Oh, mage could beat melee and range.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Obviously somebody didn't balance it out. Jeff, do you have anything to say on these, or are you not that active anymore on RuneScape?
Well, I haven't been playing much RuneScape lately. Actually, I haven't been playing any RuneScape at all. I'm working on this course.
I see. So it does make you hit harder. I don't know. What do you rate the prayers, Brad?
Give it a 4. Oh, because they changed the screen, didn't they?
Yes.
First of all, the screen had a scroll bar, then they took the scroll bar out.
I gotta give this prayer thing a 3, because I'm not gonna be using it. And it just made it harder for me to know where my protect item prayer is.
But they changed it now, so there's no scroll bar.
Yeah, but it's still kind of hard, because I like to see the description of the prayers without having to wait a sec for them to be moused over. 3 for me. Charter ships, a huge network of ships. Send you anywhere from the Tyrus Camp, Mos Lahormus, or Port Ghosty, or Phase Mades, or whatever you want to call it. I call it Port Ghosty, but yes. Brad, did you take any shipping rides?
No, I had a look at the Knowledge Base article, but I didn't actually go to any of the ships.
Well, basically they're ported all over the RuneScape world, and for example, to go to the from the Tyrus camp to the Brimhaven is 8,000 coins.
Wow.
That's kind of, I wouldn't be paying that much.
I would to get to the Tyrus camp. I'd rather pay 8,000 than, like, walk.
Well, what's wrong with walking through the forest? That's a nice walk.
It's also annoying with all the traps.
Yes, the only ones that are really annoying are the stick traps.
Oh, I hate those.
Did I come with you when you did Regicide, or was that...
That was someone else.
Okay.
I did it. Well, no, I didn't even do Regicide.
Oh. Who did Regicide, then, on your account?
My girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, they added a port in Catherby.
Did they?
So I guess you could take the boat from Port Sarum to Catherby.
That would be just across... Oh, no. Yeah, that would be just around there. It's good. I mean, it's good there's easier ways to travel around places.
But, I don't know. I think teleports are still the best way to travel.
Just a shame there isn't a teleport to the Elven lands, except for the Lilith.
Yes, there is. Yeah, that works. That's good enough.
But it doesn't get you close to the Tyrus camp.
Well. Ah, that's a nice walk. Enough of that. I give this ships a zero.
Why?
Because I'm not going to be using them.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay. Dragon Wood Cutting Axe update. Of course, they didn't tell us about this now. Like, they didn't tell us about that in the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But basically, you need 61 wood cutting, and it's better than a rune one now, so.
But people have been saying that they've tested it, and they haven't noticed much difference. No noticeable difference.
So maybe it's just in the mind, then.
Yes. Well, more propaganda.
Well, they could just post that and be using that as a market thing. I don't know.
But yeah.
That doesn't affect me. I don't have a dragon wood cutting axe. Because I don't go wood cutting. Okay. And then they also changed some things for name, because apparently it was confusing if some more than a few things had a U appended to it.
I don't think it was.
Like a U longbow U and a ring of Charos U. Apparently they think that was confusing.
An unstrung ring of Charos.
Sure. Or unlocked U longbow. Or...
Yes.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Apparently, but some of them have been in the game for a while. Actually, the Torn Page is one that I noticed. Weapon poisons are P+ and P++ now. Interesting. Shades of Morden. Serum 207 P is now Serum 208. The Blackjack Assault is now offensive. Okay. So, just a few little naming changes around, so be wary of those if you're buying anything on the market.
The only good naming change was the fact that they're now Seradamin pages instead of Page S.
Yes. That's right. Because if, what else was S used for? Star Trek.
You've got to find some way to bring Star Trek into it, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I think that takes us out of RuneScape update. Shall we go out and move on to questions now?
Questions. Sure.
Okay. I'll take this first one. Who is RSBNB's main web coder? From Beatles 219. Well, there is something that we all... Main two people are Mike and I, because I do some things, he does some things, we work on different things. It's really, we both really do the main website stuff, so it's just the two of us right now. Sync system, calcs, more coming in the future down the pipe, I can guarantee it. Absolutely. So, Mike and I are the main web coders. Beatles 219. Jeff or Brad, please take this next one. Okay, go.
Okay. If you were in a situation where you would lose all of your items in your bank, except 3, which items would those be? This is by Wit337.
Okay. What do you have in your bank that you wouldn't want to lose?
Probably my cash.
Yes.
Cash. What else? My whip. Yeah. And, let me think. Probably, armor. Yeah, any armor would do.
Okay, Brad, your turn.
Tinderbox, hatchet, and knife.
Okay, why those items?
No idea. Oh, no, seriously, probably, coins, whip. I don't really have anything else that valuable, so I'll say my 123 harpoons. Those are very close to my heart.
Well, I would not want to lose my, I can only keep 3 items?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to lose my Santa hat, my whip, and my cash. But I am very close to my Guthans. And I was doing some running around and got done in by the Chaos Elemental yesterday. Even though I had Protect item on, I was carrying 4 items and I died. I lost my full Lederhosen set.
Why were you running around the Chaos Elemental?
Oh, that's confidential. You guys will see later.
Oh. I thought you didn't go into the wilderness, Shane.
I don't, but I needed to for this little thing I had to do at the Rogues. So, those 3 items. Thank you, whip 337. I guess whip equals 1 then, because then he'll be 1337. 1337.
Yes.
Okay. Next one.
If you could live in any country, which would it be?
Canada.
Did you know Canada was voted the best place to live, like 8 years running or something like that? Best country to live in for 8
really?
Years running.
Really?
Yeah, I read that something the other day.
Mm.
If
well,
I could
good.
Live, if I could live in any country, I would have to say,
Australia.
Maybe I'm trying to think. Interesting country. South Africa. I'd like to see what South Africa's like.
Okay. What about you, Jeff?
What would it be? Yeah, I think it would be yeah, Taiwan is nice because it's pretty convenient.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. What country do you want to live in? Anyways, next one from Casey Jones X. What is your favorite quest, armor set, city, and why are these your favorite? Brad, you can go first.
Favorite quest was Desert Treasure because I enjoyed doing it the most. My favorite armor set would be Darox because of the max hit thing. My favorite city or town is Hemminster because the fishing guild is there. There you go, that's my 3.
Okay. My favorite quest would be, I'd have to say Desert Treasure as well, just because it's a nice history unlocking quest. Armor set would be my full Guthans, because it just heals yourself. And my favorite city would be the Elf City, Letaia, or however you want to call it.
Leletia.
It's just nice and far out, where nobody can bother me. What about you, Jeff?
My favorite quest will be also Desert Treasure. Yeah.
Armor?
Armor would be... Yeah, 4 rune. That's the only thing I have.
Okay.
And city would be Falador. Yeah, I think that's where I do most of my things.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, an interesting question that's next. What do you think of the Flock web browser? Brad, have you ever heard of Flock?
No.
It's like Flock Off, you know?
Fuck off.
Flock Off. FLOCK. Jeff, you've heard of Flock, right?
Yeah, I did.
Basically, what this is it's a web browser that combines all these social networking things in it, like Delicious,
blogging.
Flickr, blogging. What else does it have, Jeff?
It's based on Firefox, but it has a different bookmarking system.
Yeah. They had, I tried it once, but it was just too, had too much for me in it. I like to keep things minimal in them, but it's just basically like Firefox. But if you want an all-in-one tool for your blogging, photos, and bookmarks like the Delicious and stuff, then Flock would be pretty good for you. Brad, why don't you try it?
I will. I'll try to download it after the show.
Yeah. Flock.com.
I bookmarked it.
Yes. Oh, it also has apparently a good RSS reader in it, so definitely you want to have a look at this if you need that all-in-one solution. Thank you. That was from Panda200X. Okay, Brad can take this one now.
Have any of you ever stolen anything before? That's from Mushroom Queen. I can honestly say no, I have not stolen anything in my life.
Not even a penny?
I've stolen a few people's hearts, but that's it.
Not even a penny?
No, I've never stolen a penny. I've never stolen a thing. I've never taken anything that does not belong to me.
I haven't stolen anything to my knowledge. What about you, Jeff?
To be honest, I've stolen like a few pencils. Yeah, that's all.
From where?
from my cousin. Yeah.
I bet within 24 hours of this episode going on iTunes, the FBI will be knocking on your door.
Well, they're just pens and pencils. Nothing really a federal offense there, but anyways, thank you, Mushroom Queen. I wonder if you've stolen anything.
Creepy
okay.
Thought.
Oh, maybe. Those two are odd. Like, creepy is creepy. Here's why. Brad, you can read this next one.
Why won't you post your RL pic, Shane? Why won't you?
Well, it's just something that's not needed.
We need a face to go to the name.
Nah. Answer the next part, then.
Well, when am I going to see me on that bathrobe? Have you seen that picture?
Yes.
Of me in the bathrobe?
Yes.
I don't really want to say this in public. I'll speak to you later, creepy.
That means that he's going to show you.
Oh, God, no.
And that's why his name is Creepy, I guess. Oh, my. Thank you, Creepy, but Brad will talk to you later.
Oh, God.
What? What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to tell him that he owes me child support for our child.
Oh. Okay, what is the worst injury you've ever had from bib user who does not use a bib?
Shane?
Yes?
What's your injury?
Oh, a sprained ankle, I guess. That's all.
Jeff? But
I twisted my hands once. That's all.
And Brad?
Okay, I'll go into a bit more detail with mine. Do you have those things in America that you attach things to the top of cars with? They're like elasticated cords.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Well, me and a friend, this is when I was younger in England, we were playing about with loads, like tugging them, like playing tug of war with them, which was stupid because they had these little spikes on the end. And because my friend's a weakling, he let go of this thing. So this thing rebounded with this elastic force in my face and ripped a big hole in my chin and knocked 3 teeth out.
Ouch. That must
yeah. Then there was, I had it stitched up without anesthetic. That fucking killed. The woman just stuck like some needle and thread in my mouth and started to sew it up. Well, it's a tie between that or the time where I pulled a 28-inch television on my leg. I was like 5 and I tried to move the television, but I ended up pulling it onto myself.
Is that guy still your friend?
No, I haven't seen him in like 4 or 5 years. Good reason.
Yeah. Thank you, bib user. Okay, on RuneScape, what is your weapon of choice? Like, if you could have any weapon, I guess, what would it be?
Abyssal Whip.
Yeah, I have to say that too. Even though it doesn't have the strength option. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, the whip is fine.
Yes, that's from Samo394. Okay, time for some tech news. Do you guys remember that little story about AOL putting up people's search records?
Yeah, the old lady.
Yes. Basically, they'd put everyone's they put all these people, AOL people's search records up, and then anyone would be able to search it. And then, of course, after looking at these for a while, you could gain the identity of a person. Right? And then after this, there's this whole thing, a whole bunch of people resigned, some got fired, etc., etc. And anyways, this article is about the ethics of using this search data. Basically, this person says the number of things it reveals about an individual is too much, and in general, you don't want to do research on this kind of tainted data. And it would be much easier for researchers to turn down this forbidden fruit if apples grew on every tree. But when it comes to search data, options are limitless, and you work for one of the major search engines or are with the government. Yeah, the government can see anything, can't they? Anyways.
If you got nothing to hide, why bother? Why worry?
Yeah, exactly, hey? You have anything to hide?
No.
Good.
Except my picture from Creepy.
Yes, that would be too creepy to get out.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you think it's right for the people to be able to use these AOL search data that were made public for marketing or whatever other purposes they may have in mind?
As long as it's not world domination, I have no problem with it.
I don't know, but how would you feel if your search records were put out publicly?
As long as I didn't, put them by my name, this is what you have searched for in the past year. As long as it was anonymous, I'd have no problem with it.
Okay. I see. Well, I don't know about this, if it's ethical or not, but... what does Jeff think?
I think it's okay.
To put search data up and use it?
Well, what Brad said, just don't reveal the name, it's important.
Yeah. Well, they didn't reveal the name.
Yeah.
They thought it would be a good idea when it was first proposed. I don't know. Well, I just have to say that because they were getting the people's information by putting together things found in the search history, they were able to put together the identity of someone based on what they had searched for. I don't know, if somebody saw your search records, you think they could put together your identity?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I doubt that very much.
Okay. What kind of things does Brad search for?
Normally if I'm bored, I'll just search for games that I can play online, stuff like that.
I see. What about Jeff?
Search for almost anything. Resources, anything.
Yeah.
What did you search for, Shane?
Coding stuff, Google stuff, that kind of stuff. Development stuff, that sort of thing. I don't know, it looks pretty standard. I have Google keeping track of my searches, so if need be, I can search my own search history. And then within the search history, I'll find whatever sites I went to. That's a good little feature, I find. But I don't know if it was right to put this public. Anyways, on to next piece of tech news. Oh yeah, there was a consensus reached about that story we had last week about the planets. That Pluto is now officially a dwarf planet. It should have just stayed the way it was, in my view. But that's a little update on that one. Are you falling asleep already?
No.
Well, dark matter is real. You guys know, this basically there's this discovery here that says that dark matter is real. It's supposedly it's a substance that makes up most of the universe because the mass of the stars and planets and stuff that's already been calculated is just not enough to account for all the gravity in the universe. So, I heard someone's fan just go down.
That was mine.
Oh, really? Do you have a laptop fan like that?
The fan makes a lot of noise, generally.
Ah. Anyways, using orbiting telescopes, these people watched two giant glass clouds in outer space collide, and as they crashed, visible gas particles slowed, pulling away from invisible dark matter particles. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Just basically that there could be matter that you can't see, and this matter accounts for most of the gravity in the universe. Kind of interesting. Anyways, I don't know, take a read at this if you like this kind of stuff, but interesting discovery I thought I'd share with you guys. Okay, now, what do we have for this last one? Oh, has any of you guys ever taken a long plane ride recently?
Yes.
Not really.
Well, Boeing scrapping its high-speed in-flight internet broadband access due to lack of interest from other leading airlines. So I guess that means you won't be able to get internet, like high-speed internet on the planes anymore. They launched it in 2004 after trailing it for several years, and in June they were looking for a buyer, but no buyers emerged, so I don't know. You think...
Well, actually...
Go ahead. You first.
Okay. Actually, this July, I went, I took a plane from Taiwan back to the States, right? And on the plane, there was for the first time, I actually saw, like a port for Ethernet.
Really?
For every seat. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah. But apparently they're not allowing laptops on the planes anymore after what recently happened there.
Yeah.
In London.
Yes. That could be pretty boring for like a 12-hour flight to not have anything to do except watch the in-flight movie.
In-flight movie is always rubbish.
Yes, that's the point. Why there would be nothing to do. So.
You ever flown, Shane?
No, but I know they're bad. That's what I hear.
Yes, they are bad.
So,
you get food though.
Food. Food's normally pretty bad though.
Yeah. So, end of in-flight, end of high-speed internet from Boeing. So, I don't know. We'll see how that affects us. Shall we move on to the rants?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take this one. It's so annoying that the woodcutting sound effect goes off every 3 seconds now. Not like it used to when it went off when you first started chopping the tree. It's annoying. Remove it. Don't tell me I need to turn my sound effects off because it's very useful for when I get around them and I'm not paying attention or if my axe head falls off or something. Please, Jagex, I beg you, remove the annoying noise and put it back to the original version. I hate to seem like a moaner, but this is driving me insane, and I have perfectly good reason to be moaning. Many thanks if I see this come into action.
I don't. I always have the RS sounds off.
Oh, I keep them on. Like if you're cutting wood, it's every time you hit the tree. That makes it more realistic, though. Can't argue with that.
I guess.
Because every time you chop a tree in real life, it's going to make a noise.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make a little sound like that, would it? And you wouldn't just get you wouldn't just get logs deposited in your backpack and a little message come up in your eyes, you have chopped. And then after a bit, the tree wouldn't just go down to a stump and then just reform magically, would it?
No. Well, they should make it like real life then and have trees respawn once a day.
Like for me.
Yes, after I get my 99 fletching. And I won't need any more U-Logs. I don't know. I like this one. I like what they did, so I don't know about this ranter. But I don't know. Apparently some people don't like it. Just thought this is a little side effect of this week's update.
Yeah.
Next rant, please.
Note, I've made this thread twice. You might have made the thread twice, you haven't. And let it die. How many of you have ever went to attack a monster that takes up more than two spaces and danced around them? I assumed that most of you raised your hands. Why?
Me.
Oh, why, Jagex, do I dance around the Carfight Queen? Not doing any damage, but she hits me 20 plus. I knew someone was going to do that. How many of you have ever went to attack a monster that takes up more than two spaces and danced around them? Why, Jagex? Do I dance around the Kalfight Queen, not doing any little Timmy? Hey, I went KQ hunting today. Any good drops? Little Timmy. No, but we played Dance Dance Revolution for a while. I beat her and then she killed me as I danced. Friend, I guess she's the sore loser. It's because Jagex thought it would be fun to add a new mini game. It's called Death Death Revolution. Ask a ninja fan. Knows what I'm talking about. Jagex, why are you not on the front page? We thought our new minigame would be fun. Now, whenever you go Kalfight Queen hunting, or any other large monster hunting, you will dance with them as they constantly hit you. If your dancing skills do not match theirs, you win a one-way ticket to Lumbridge. Oh, best run ever. Jeez, thanks, Jagex. Jagex, fix this stupid bug and let me attack my target. It is annoying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with this one.
Yeah, moving around? Oh, are we gonna hit it? No, no. Oh, and then by the time I actually get in position, half my sharks are gone from attacking a certain large monster.
Cow fight.
Perhaps.
In the field.
Yes! No! In the field farming.
Oh, yes.
I haven't done any of that in a while. I haven't been in the field for a while.
It's because you haven't got your Lederhosen outfit. You can't farm without your Lederhosen outfit.
I plan on buying a beret. I've already got one waiting for me. Anyways, that needs to be fixed. Oh my, that's a good rant. Do you ever play that dance game?
No, I've never have. Have you?
No. Jeff?
I suck at it.
Okay. Final rant.
Okay. Okay, I was going to barrels as usually. My four browns equipped and stuff, you know. Then I made all the hot guys wearing pink clothing. Then someone told me to go to the Harrow Hacks, Tom. So it was mean. So when I went there, and he PK'd me, and I lost my runes and my emergency shark and my goldfish and my cat and stuff, I had like seaweed. But then, like 10 combat levels after, I came back and killed him, and I killed that kid who lied to me and got his rune, and I have it now. Now, I do barrels, and no one gives me any barrel items. How many tries does it take? I think we should get bigger rewards. Okay, thank you for your time.
Yes.
Okay.
I did look this guy up.
Is he a noob?
No.
What's his level?
He's got a 1780 skill total.
I think he was just being stupid.
Possibly. He's got 94 magic.
Hang on a minute, that name rings a bell.
Some people can just be stupid, I guess. I guess they took their stupid pills.
Some people have good luck at barrows.
Yes, not me.
I've done like 50 total runs and I've not got a thing.
I know. I was getting a few things and then once I went there with Mike and I gave him some of my bad luck and he hasn't gotten an item since I was there with him.
Yeah, he always says you give him your bad luck.
Where are you going to be soon? I'll come see you.
I'm going to be the Kalfight Queen. You should come wearing all your expensive items and with all your gold pieces in your inventory.
Nah. I radiate bad luck, though. Yes, so that's the end of the rants. Good rants today, I think. Yeah. What have we been up to?
I'll go first. I got 70 agility, and that's all, because I've not been on RuneScape very much. Agility is boring.
Yes, it is. Oh, so you're done at the wilderness course?
Yes.
Aw, too bad.
I got killed, right? This really pissed me off. I got killed when I was like 500 experience from level 70. So I went back up there, and as I got to the wilderness course, there was a team of PKers standing outside it, and I died again. So I had to go back for a third time, and then I got my level.
I see.
That pissed me off. It delayed me getting it by about 20 minutes.
Really? Okay. You want to know what I've been up to?
Okay.
Well, there's somebody called Barlack.
Oh my.
Yes.
That's
me. Do you know who that is? Yes, that is you.
That's my Fremen nickname.
Yes. Well, I beat this Barlack guy in total XP.
Shane, I've hardly been playing.
Yeah, that's right. You'll probably beat me again. But doing that, I did get 94 fletching. That took a while. Lots of time. And I'm on the hunt for a beret now, which I should be getting soon.
Pink beret.
No, a black one. Black one. That's it. And I guess Jeff hasn't been playing much RuneScape, so... What have you been up to in real life, then?
I've been working on, like, this programming course. Yeah, that took most of my time.
The C course?
Yeah.
C. I see. You're learning C, and I see.
Interesting.
Yes. Do you like C, or do you like Java better, or what?
Yeah, I like C. I hate object-oriented stuff.
C isn't object-oriented, though.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. C is an old programming language. It's got its pluses and stuff. I think most games, like Battlefield 2 and those kind of games, are coded in C. So, yes! Oh, other news. We still need Informer applications to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com.
For the economics section.
Yes, that is right, for the economics section.
Because I'm sick of doing it.
Yes, you better get it in quickly, quickly, quickly.
If we don't get any applications in, let's say, by tomorrow, because I'm going away tomorrow. By tomorrow, then I will have to whip something up tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
But the show wouldn't be out by tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
So just
well,
say,
if anybody wants to do the economy for next month, not this month coming up, month after, apply.
Yes, rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. You can title it Economics Application.
Yes, don't apply. That's the only position we have open.
Yeah. And if you spam us, you don't want to do that.
If you spam us, I will kick your ass personally.
anything else?
I think we're done. Just about.
Yeah.
Oh, just a side note, something that's been going on today. If anybody adds you on MSN or whatever, or emails you asking for personal information or your password, don't give it to them. We've had two email addresses that have been adding RSBNB members attempting to get personal information to use recovery questions on your RuneScape account, or trying to sell you RuneScape gold pieces, which is, of course, against the forum rules and RuneScape rules.
If you are interested in turning off your email address from being shown to the public, you can go into your profile, clicking profile at the top of the forums, and check the little thing that says no next to always show my email address. I also recommend removing your MSN, that way then people can't get to you. And because it's on MSN, we really don't have any jurisdiction there. We can't really ban someone for something on MSN, etc. So,
as much as we'd like to.
Just be careful. That's what we're saying here. Be careful. I think we're done.
Yes, I think we are.
So, until next time, this has been Barlack.
Chicklore.
And what's Jeff's Fremen nickname?
I forgot.
Oh, he forgot. So we'll just call him we'll just call him Weffy. Weffy
Barlack, Chicklore, and I forgot.
Yeah, okay. See everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.